Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont LeBar Recording Studios in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 220 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly. Mr. Klinsman, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Michael. How are you today?
I'm good.
That's good.
I live off of exit 220 off of I-75.
Okay.
Episode 220.
Oh, I didn't realize the connection there. I get it now.
Okay.
I live off exit 1, so I kind of missed my chance on that, didn't I?
Yeah.
This is exit 1. So how's things down in Florida? Stormy Florida still, or is it all
beautiful day
now?
Today, Billy. Beautiful day. Cut the grass. It was about 87.
It must have been, about a week straight where it rained pretty good every day, 4 or 5 days at least.
We had that good rain on Monday.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was one of the, I told Susie it was one of the best days, because about 11:30 I see my cell phone ringing. It's Bobby G, my boss. I'm like, no work, baby. I'm answering this one. What's up, Bobby? He goes, it's a rain out. He said, we're closing up shop. He goes, no need to come in. I didn't want to save you the trip. I'm like, thank you for the call, sir.
We will see you on Thursday.
And it was beautiful, too, because it was like Susie said. She goes, you know, you never get these days down here. You get them all the time in the north, like where it's just gray and you sit on the couch because there's nothing else to do. So I had the windows open, and it was just raining in. That's how hard it was raining.
Oh, really?
So it was nice. So I went into the studio because we have a porch up front. So I opened the windows in the studio, and it didn't rain in, obviously, because we have a porch in the front with a... with a roof,
like an overhang,
so
yeah.
It was nice.
Listen to the rhythm of the pouring rain. You know that song, Bill?
No.
You don't know? That's like an old, like maybe a 50s song. So I just got back like minutes ago from North Carolina, Billy.
Minutes?
Well, hours.
You were like in New Jersey yesterday afternoon. What'd you make it, a 4-day trip?
Yeah, we stayed overnight in Connecticut. Didn't want to make it too much. No, it was a long trip back, but we made it back a little after 8:30 last night.
Oh, last night?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you said you literally just got in. I thought you meant...
No,
yeah,
I was kidding. No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because like I did the map quest, and I said they should be arriving around 7 or 8 o'clock.
Oh, there was a lot of traffic in New York and Connecticut on the way back.
Oh, Connecticut's always the worst, right when you get into the state from
New
York.
That's exactly right.
You just sit there in New Haven.
So, well, not quite New Haven. It's like Bridgeport. Greenwich to Bridgeport is like hell. New Haven's usually okay.
Okay. But,
so you get through, you're going slow over the George Washington Bridge. You get through, finally you're on 95. You're in like Rye, New York. You're going through, nice. All of a sudden you come to exit 1 and you just see brake lights ahead of you. And here we go. Welcome to Connecticut.
What's the reason behind that?
Connecticut's terrible, I think, is the main reason. I don't know. I think too many people go there, and there's not enough lanes on the highway.
Okay.
I don't know. There was no accident. It was just
congestion. Yeah. Every time I've driven home from Florida, it's the same thing. As soon as you get into Connecticut, you're just sitting there for 45 minutes.
It was an hour this time. Yeah,
was it an hour this time?
You know how on like when you pull up your Google Maps, it shows like plus whatever if there's traffic?
Yeah.
It was like plus 59 minutes. I was like, oh, that's just super.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
23 miles of just sit-still traffic from exit 3 to exit 26.
Now, is a good doc? Is she white-knuckled during traffic? Does she have to focus or?
I was actually driving at that point.
Oh, you were behind. You were in the cockpit.
I took over as soon as we got into Jersey. And then drove all the way through all of Jersey, New York, which is short. You're just, you know, crossing through the corner.
Yes.
A little bit of New York and then Connecticut until we got to the rest stop for dinner around 6 o'clock. And then she took us home.
How was the Cross Bronx Expressway?
That was no problem. I don't know if I even took that. I don't know. I stayed on 95.
Yeah, 95. I think once you go over the George Washington Bridge, then you go through the Cross Bronx Expressway.
That could be. I don't know. I was just staying on course there, Billy. But I have to say, it was a very nice drive, because after you get like on the way down, you take 95 obviously the whole way, get on the Jersey Turnpike. Then you get off the Jersey Turnpike and you're on like Route 1 in Delaware. And it's like a scenic country road. There's stoplights, there's farms everywhere. It's not this ugly interstate. It was a nice ride. Like most of the ride was through the country, Bill. I've never been in that part of our great United States of America.
Did you break out the Chiquita we bought? That sounds like something you put the little table in the console and have some cheeses and meats and
it would have
maybe
been
a
nice
glass of wine if you're not driving, right?
That's right. Oh, it was nice. Delaware and then a little bit of Maryland. We cut through the coastal parts of Maryland, like Ocean City, Maryland, that area. Worcester County, I believe it was. And then you pop into Virginia, the nice parts of Virginia, coastal Virginia. Go through Virginia Beach, take the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and Tunnel System, which is fantastic. 21 miles of bridges and tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you checked out the live video I did on
the
way
back.
Oh, I
did.
What'd you think of that?
I like to take my time. I think if I would have to hurry up, I like to take my time to do it right. Fred Rogers. That was a good video.
Mm-hmm. So I was doing some research on the bridge and tunnel system, and they ended up building these islands midway or whatever, partway through these bridges. They made these little man-made islands, like 5-acre islands, just so they could build the tunnels. Because I guess the bridge obviously couldn't span that whole length. It would not be structurally sound. So they built these man-made islands, and then the bridge goes to the man-made island, then you go tunnel underwater into the next man-made island where the bridge begins again.
Really?
Pretty crazy stuff, yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
I think so. I thought it was very interesting. I don't think the good doctor found it too interesting. She does not like tunnels.
Okay.
Especially tunnels that go underwater, literally underwater.
The Ted Williams Tunnel.
Yeah, I don't think the Theodore Williams Tunnel goes underwater. That's just through other parts of the city, if I'm not mistaken. But I could be wrong on that.
Doesn't the Ted Williams Tunnel go out to Logan?
Yeah, that's right.
And that would be underwater, correct?
Is it? Okay, that's possible. I don't know. I've never really paid attention. It would make sense. I mean, why else have a tunnel?
Correct. William likes to take his time.
And then, so we get there finally late Thursday night. You want me to give a little quick recap of the trip?
Yes, please. A little trip review.
My Outer Banks trip review. Get there late Thursday night. Get settled in. Get the girls to bed. Wake up Friday morning. And all week, looking forward to the weather. It was saying like 74, 76, 77. I was like, all right, that's not bad. Every day was about 8 to 10 degrees warmer than they predicted, which was fantastic. I loved it. Mid-80s every day. I think the highest it got was, 88 one day.
Wow.
It said 88 with a feels like of 91, so that was nice. It was very warm, but I liked it. It felt good. Felt good to wake up in humidity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that nice soupy stuff.
Like, you step outside, and it's already like 76.
It's foggy.
Yeah. And it was nice because the Outer Banks is about 3 miles, maybe 4 miles across. So you got the ocean and then you have the sound on the other side of you. So it's very small, narrow island or set of islands, I guess. On Friday, we just did a little exploring around the area. Ended up going to Publix, getting some fried chicken from Publix for meals, and that was quite good on your recommendation. And Publix is a very nice market, I have
you,
to say.
You did like it, huh?
I did. It was very nice. The people in there were, like, overwhelmingly nice, the employees. Is that a Publix thing, or is that, like, a North Carolina thing?
Yeah, that could be a North Carolina thing.
Okay. Because I know, like, Publix treats their employees pretty well, and I think they it's a pretty good place to work, if I remember correctly, but
nice and clean. Good.
Very clean.
Great selections. Now, obviously, you did the tour. You looked at the meats and the fish, right?
Oh, yeah, everything. I had Yergina Jr. with me, or just Yergina, rather. Yergina Jr. was back at the homestead.
Okay.
The rental house. This rental house was very nice. It had three floors. We had the basement
fancy
suite. Yeah, the basement suite next to the laundry room, and we had our own bathroom down there. On the main floor, they had the master bedroom. It had a jacuzzi tub in there.
Oh, now you're talking.
Right off the master bedroom. And then, you know, the TV. And there was a porch, like a totally, not enclosed, but just a separate porch right off the main room. And it had no stairs, no anything. So you just walk out, basically a balcony, I guess. And that was great because you could let the girls run out on the porch and have to worry about them, like, tumbling down the stairs or anything like that. So we spent a lot of time on that porch, and then up on the third floor was a couple bedrooms, and there was another very nice enclosed porch off the third floor. You could really get some good views. And there was a third porch that was off the back of the house that went down into the backyard. So we spent a lot of time on the porches outside. It was good. We did the beach a couple times.
How was the water temperature? Okay.
We went to the sound side because it was less, a little better, more still water for the girls being young. And it was nice. I would say it was probably, I didn't look it up, but it felt maybe low 70s.
Okay.
Water temperature, which is nice. You know, felt good. So we did that. They have this thing, Jockey Ridge Park, which is basically natural sand dunes. And it looked like a desert. I don't know if you saw any of those pictures that I posted up on Instagram, but it basically looked like this giant desert, just sand and like beach grasses as far as you could see, big giant dunes everywhere. So we explored that for a little bit. That was fun. Went to the North Carolina Aquarium on Roanoke Island with the girls. Got some ice cream, did the vacation kind of stuff, went out to dinner a few times.
Some saltwater taffy.
I didn't get saltwater taffy, but we did go to one of the candy stores that had it. They had all the big giant barrels of each flavor, and you could kind of make your own selection. But I'm not a fan of saltwater taffy.
No, neither.
Do you like that stuff?
Nope, I don't like it at all.
I've never met anybody who likes it, but every like beachside town sells
it by
the bucketful. Doesn't make sense to me. What else do we do?
They have those little dots, too, that are like on the wax paper.
Yes.
All candy stores sell those, too.
Yeah, that's right. The necklaces, the little dots, yeah. Had some local beers, had some good food, some barbecue, some seafood.
How was the barbecue there, Klinsman?
I enjoyed it. The first place we went to, they had some weird stuff. They had like barbecue tuna. So they took like yellowfin and they smoked it and then they like shredded it and put it in their barbecue sauce. So it was like pulled tuna, like pulled pork, only tuna. It was weird. It was good, but it was weird. It was a very different flavor. But this place, I don't know if it was like a traditional Carolina because there was a lot of sauce. I always thought Carolina was like vinegar-based and not very saucy and sweet. But this place was like, kind of had a sweet sauce going to it, the first place we went to. But the second place we got barbecue from, it was on actually the last night. And they had some beautiful ribs. Nice, no sauce, just a little dry rub on it. The sauce was separate. Fall off the bone, nice smoky flavor, just simple. They kept it simple, good ribs. And then they had this, they don't even tell you what it is, they just called it barbecue. And it's basically pulled pork, but it was like spiced and it had like the vinegar flavor to it. Oh, Bill, it was so good. They gave it a little side of this like, just like a vinegar hot sauce. It wasn't even barbecue sauce, it was just like straight vinegar with pepper flakes in it. I put that on there. Oh, it was so good. Probably the best thing I ate the whole week was that vinegar pulled pork stuff. Very good. I enjoyed that a lot. Other than that, it was just kind of rest and relaxation. Went to a few of those like little souvenir shops. They have drive-through liquor stores there.
Gotta love the South, don't you?
Oh, you just drive right in, and there's a guy standing there. Oh, what can I get you? And, you know, you say, oh, I need some Bud Light. I need a 12-pack of Corona. I need some limes. I need a bag of ice. And he gets it all for you, puts it in the car, rings it all up. You swipe your card on his little iPad, and off you go.
What a beautiful service that is.
That is. Oh, the first time I went, the guy was like, super salesman. He was asking me, oh, where are you from? How long are you here? When did you get here? What are you doing? He's like, oh, have you ever been? No. He gave me like restaurant recommendations, telling me all the places you got to go to and da 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 da. You know, he spent maybe 15, 20 minutes just talking to me in the middle of this thing. I mean, there was no one behind me at the time, so I can kind of understand it, but what good service. I can't, that place was really cool. It's called the Brew Through.
The Brew Through.
So they only have
Fredrickson.
In North Carolina is like New Hampshire, where all the hard liquor is sold at like a state liquor store, and then the supermarkets and the package stores just had beer and wine. So that was one of the, they only had beer and wine, which is fine. It worked out well. But I do. Speaking of the unofficial beer sponsor of the week, I have a cocktail today.
Oh, what's going on?
This is called my North Carolina cocktail. I had I bought some white rum or silver rum that was distilled on the Outer Banks. It's called Kill Devil Rum. And then I got that Cheerwine stuff. You ever heard of that Cheerwine soda?
Yes.
So I heard things about it, so I wanted to try it.
What's that all about?
It's basically like a cherry soda. It's pretty good, but I don't know. It's nothing to write home about. It's made with real sugar. It's over 100 years old. It's it's like a tradition thing for people, I guess. But I ended up making the rum with the Cheerwine, and that's what I'm drinking today. So
and how is that?
It's very good, very sweet. It needs like a little bit of maybe like a squeeze of lime in there, which I do not have currently.
Why don't you send a wife out to get you one?
That would be, yeah, go fetch me a lime, please.
Yes, please.
For my cocktail while I record the podcast. So that's my unofficial beer sponsor of the week is my North Carolina cocktail that I made with Killed Devil Hills rum and cheer wine soda.
Sounds lovely, Bill. Sounds
very
lovely.
Good. Yeah, anything else you want to know about the trip? Any questions, concerns, comments?
How were the mudrooms?
It was nice having the private mudroom downstairs. That was very nice.
Now, did you bring your travel potty?
I didn't bring the squatty potty, but we had to bring the little potty cover for your Gina.
Okay.
So she doesn't fall in. You don't want wet buns, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
We'll have to bring that to Florida as well. We were talking about that on the ride home. And the girls are fantastic in the car. 10-plus hour days in the car, 12-hour days in the car, and they both made it through like champs both ways. It was amazing, actually.
Now, did you have any good lunches on the drive, or did you just fill up on fast food?
The drive down, where did we stop for lunch on the way down? I can't remember on the way down. We ended up going to Panera Bread for dinner.
Oh, love that spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot. And then, what did we get for lunch? I know we stopped in Delaware somewhere. I don't know. I don't even remember, so it couldn't have been that good if I can't even remember. And on the way back, we stopped at like this place called Royal Farms. It's basically a gas station convenience store, like a Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. We stopped at a Panda Express on the way down for lunch.
Okay.
So nothing really crazy. And then, on the way back, we had the Royal Farms chicken sandwich at the gas station, which was not that good. Not bad, but not that good. And then we stopped at the Welcome Center, the Connecticut Welcome Center, and I had
Did you get a map?
No, I didn't get a map. I got a Sbarro stuffed pizza, the Meat Lovers stuffed pizza, which is fantastic. One of my favorite things as far as, like, terrible fast food. That Sbarro stuffed Meat Lovers pizza is so good. Have you ever had that?
I don't think I have.
Next time you're at MCO or any airport and you're looking for a quick bite, get the stuffed Meat Lovers if they have it. It's basically like ham, pepperoni, and sausage, and it's like a calzone because it's just the crust is on the outside and all the toppings are on the inside. So it's got the cheese, the sausage, the pepperoni and ham, I think.
And it's a good piece of filth, huh?
Oh, it's very filthy, very good. It hits the spot after a long day in the car. Yeah, that's about it. That was a very, very fun trip. I enjoyed it. It was nice and relaxing, and I even told my wife as we were leaving, I said, I think we should come back here in a year or two. And she said, oh, you must have really liked it because you're not suggesting going to Disney. She said, you're actually considering going back to this place. I said, yeah, I had a lot of fun.
There's one Disney trip that scratched off the list.
I know, but you got to make compromises in life, you know?
Yes, you do.
So that's a good place to hang out. It's fun. Anyway, I think we should probably go to break because we're about 20 minutes in just talking North Carolina nonsense.
Sounds good, Mr. Klinsman.
All right.
Alright, we're back from break. This is episode 220 of the Por Favor. Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. Mr. Klinsman is joining me in the Westerly Rhode Island studios.
Yes, sir. One other thing I forgot to mention. There were a lot of weird innuendo restaurant names down there. I don't know if that's like a tourist thing or a North Carolina thing, but there was a place called Dirty Dick's Crab Shack.
Dirty Sticks.
Dirty Richards. There was a place called... I got...
Dirty Richards.
That's actually worse, isn't it?
Yes.
There's a place called I Got Your Crabs. There was a place
okay.
There was a place called Try My Nuts. There's a place called Booty Treats. I'm trying to think of any other ones, but I think that was about it as far as the innuendo names go.
I like it. I Got Your Crabs.
That's a good one. My Nuts is good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
There's a place called Duck Donuts down there that was.
I saw that picture.
So this place is like. So there's a place on the Outer Banks, a city called Duck, North Carolina. It's like one of the cities on the Outer Banks, and they had this donut shop, and now there's four or five of them along the Outer Banks, and you basically go in and they make the donuts fresh. They fry them up right there, and you pick what topping. So you like get a little scribble sheet, and you tell them what you want, and they make it right there. So they come out hot and fresh, and they dip them in which glaze you want. Like you get the maple bacon, they have the, you know, the traditional one, like strawberry glaze, chocolate glaze, and you can get different sprinkles or nuts on top and things like that. But those are very good. That's definitely not something in the Northeast. You couldn't go into Dunkin' Donuts and have to wait like 6-8 minutes for your donuts to be done, could you?
Yeah, no.
You'd have riots.
Could you imagine walking into the one in Warwick on Post Road and asking for a custom donut?
A custom donut, yeah.
Food Nazi, donut Nazi, will throw your ass out of there.
They look at you like you had 10 heads. And the Dunkin' Donuts there were terrible, Bill. 2 Dunkin' Donuts. I went through the drive-thru a couple times to get my iced coffee. Like 6-8 minutes at the drive-thru. Like weird times. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No one around. I don't know. It's very strange. Like I don't know. It's just a different place down there, I guess. I don't know. That's all I have to say. Let's get to our topic. So, you just went to property what yesterday?
That would be correct, Mr. Yeah. Klinsman.
A rainy day at Hollywood Studios.
It was.
So how was the drive up?
It was fine all the way up to the I-75, I-4 split. And okay. I looked over to the east and it was black.
Oh boy.
And I said, this is not going to be fun. I got about 10 miles in and I saw brake lights and it was just because of the heavy rain. I mean, it was pouring.
So it took you a little longer than usual is what you're saying?
It actually wasn't bad because the traffic wasn't like it normally is, so it only added about 15-20 minutes to my commute. So it wasn't bad because I had a couple fast passes and I was worried that I would miss them, but I didn't. But
oh, okay,
man, we were dodging lightning too. I saw one in the field, like you saw it hit,
yeah,
and then you know, like how you count, like you literally saw it and then you heard boom, and I'm like, right. Oh, that was like less than 1/10 of a second. That was like literally right outside the door.
Is that the closest you've ever been?
You know what? That may have been the closest because I've had some stuff hit and you're like, that's got to be near the house because you could just hear the explosion. But to actually see the bolt come down and then hear the boom, that's probably the closest.
So the closest I've ever been, I was at the golf course when I worked at Agawam. And uh-huh. It was a lightning thing. We were in the pro shop and I saw a tree get hit on the 17th hole, which was probably like 600 yards away from where I was standing.
Was it scary?
Oh, it was so loud, so bright, and you could, like, smell it. You could feel, like, the hair stood up on your arms from the electricity in the air. It was crazy. And I was inside a building. It's not like I was outside.
I'd have to say there was one when I was working at the golf course when I first moved here. We were in the cart barn, and I was looking straight ahead, and out of like, my peripheral vision, I saw this big old white thing, and I heard an explosion. And it was like you, like that bright light. And I wasn't looking at it. It was to the side. It was 90 degrees. And, I mean, it was like, I thought I died, like, for a split second, because that's all you saw was white.
Just white, yeah.
And I looked on my smartphone, and it said lightning strike 0.01 miles. So that may have been the closest, too.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty close. All right, moving right along.
Moving right along.
So you get to property. About what time did you get up to property?
Got up there. I had a 2:50 fast pass for Rock and Roller Coaster. So I got up there at about, and that was 2:50 to 3:50. So I got up there at about 2:30, I want to say, 2:20.
Okay.
And I text Bergeron, and he said that he was having a cocktail and that his wife and son were on in the Muppets.
Oh, so he went over to the Baseline Tap House, got a beer while they went to the Muppet Vision.
That is correct. So I walked over there, and then I got a text, and he said that we are on Star Tours. Meet us over there. So he's sending me on a Hollywood Studios scavenger hunt right off the bat.
Yeah, that's not the best course of action if you have a Rock and Roller Coaster reservation coming up.
Yes.
Because that's the, I'm not sure if you're aware, but that's the opposite end of the park.
Correct. I am aware of that.
Okay,
there before.
Yes, okay, before this time. That's right.
So he gets off that, and we're talking and stuff, and he said, well, we got some that goofy sing-along with Frozen. So I said, well, you have fun with that. I got some fast passes. We'll catch up after that. So I went and I did my fast passes.
I've heard from numerous people that sing-along's actually pretty good.
Well, here's the funny thing. We'll get into the fast passes in a minute. I asked him how it was. He said it was fantastic. I said, come on. And he said it's one of those like where they have like adult jokes that the kids don't get. And he said his son Owen really liked it, and he said it was really good. I'm like, I was surprised.
Yeah, because Frank loves it too.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll have to go check it out. I just have a problem with that place, as you know, having like three attractions, and then all the good attractions, they basically stick like coming soon movies.
Right.
And stupid sing-alongs. Like, that's just...
No, I mean, I agree with you on that, but at least if what they're going to put there, they should make it good.
Yeah, I agree.
And it sounds like that one was pretty good. But anyway, so you went over to Rocket Roller Coaster. That's probably, I would say, first time you've ridden that in what, a year, 6 months?
Yeah, maybe a year, yep.
How was it?
So this was at about 3:45, so I had the 2:50 to 3:50.
So you were scooting over there.
And then I had the 3:55 Tower of Terror.
Oh, so that's good timing.
Yes. So I timed it perfectly. So I go on Rock and Roller Coaster. I get off. And now, just to let you know how dead it was, wait time, Star Tours, 10 minutes. Wait time, Rock and Roller Coaster, 30 minutes. Wait time, Tower of Terror, 20 minutes.
Yeah, because you put that in your live video. But it looked like it was coming down pretty good because everyone was wearing ponchos.
Yeah, everybody was wearing ponchos.
Like, did you have an umbrella or you just went with
the t-shirt? Bergeron wanted to buy me a poncho, but I said, this is, I mean, I'm living in Florida, man. It's like when it starts snowing in Minnesota and they don't put the gloves on.
Right.
You know, it was. I wasn't drenched. I was just it was a steady rain. I was fine.
Yeah. Not like that time when I went down to visit Mary. Remember that Food and Wine when we watched Starship and just poured?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That was like soaked to the socks.
Uh-huh. I mean, we were hanging in the China Pavilion looking at swords.
That was fun.
That was fun. We both. The sad thing is, we're both considering getting a sword.
That's very true.
A $2,000 samurai sword.
Yeah, what do you think my wife would say if I came back home with a samurai sword? That's like the Scott Campbell move, huh?
Put it in your Gina's bedroom. So I had about 7 minutes to kill. Okay. So I went into the Planet Hollywood gift shop, walked around there for a little bit, and then I went over to Tower of Terror. And I, just to let you know, doing that back-to-back isn't the best idea.
So you're getting old is what you're saying.
You know, Tower Terror, it started hitting me, and we had that one where it didn't stop.
Oh, yeah, like non-stop movement one. Yeah,
yeah, so, like, I was fine, but it was the one where it would go all the way to the bottom, go all the way to the top, go all the way to the bottom, go all the way to the top, not the one where you go up a little bit, and then it pause, stops, and then they bring you up a little bit more, and then they bring you down. No, this was going all the way up, all the way down. And after, like, the third one, I was like, oh, no.
Well, this was right after you got off Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yes, literally right after.
Because that's pretty intense as well.
And that's the thing. Usually after one of these intense rides, you need a good half hour just to walk around, maybe get a glass of water.
Yeah, now that you're an old man, that's true.
You know, and when I was done with that, I went over to their thing, and they thought that their thing was at 4 o'clock, but it was actually 4:30. Mm-hmm. So I go walking over there, and it's 4:15, and I look over. I said, oh, man, this thing isn't starting until 4:30, so now I still got time to kill because we got a ADR at 5:15. So mm-hmm. I said, let me go do Star Tours. And now I'm like, the three of these back-to-back-to-back, that probably wouldn't be.
Trifecta. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not the best thing. So I ventured over to, I saw that Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular was just starting, so I went over there.
The classic.
A classic.
Still haven't seen that myself.
And it's so funny because I sit there and like I like to watch people's expressions. And I said, you know, I wonder how many people this is their first time. And Klinsman, this would be your first time. So someday I got to get you in there, kind of like Captain EO.
Yeah, that's true. I'm much more receptive to seeing this than I was to see Captain EO.
How have you not seen Indiana Jones?
I don't know. It's a shocker to me. It's one of the very few things. Now that I've ridden Astro Orbiters, I think it's like the last thing that I have not done in the parks that's been around for a few years. You know, more than a few years. Like, I haven't done that Frozen sing-along. I've never done the Disney Junior Clubhouse thing or whatever that is. But other than that, I think I've done everything in all the parks.
Yeah, well, it was unfortunate because, you're not well aware, but they have three scenes.
Mm-hmm.
and they could only do 1.5 because of the weather.
Oh, okay.
And there's one scene, it's in the second scene, it's really good, and they're jumping from building to building, and they're falling off ladders and stuff, and the director said that they couldn't do it because it was a little slick because of the rain. Okay. And then the final scene is awesome. The plane blows up. They're on the airplane wings running around. It's really cool, and they had to cancel that whole scene. So, unfortunately, I only got to see 1.5 out of the 3 scenes.
So that would not have been a good one for me to go to for my first time.
No, and por favor tip, do Indiana Jones in the morning, because you're always going to get inclement weather in the afternoon. It seems like every time I try to do that 4 o'clock, it's either canceled. If there's any lightning in the area, they completely cancel it.
Sure.
But if there's rain, then they have to cancel certain scenes. So if you want to get that done, por favor tip, get it done first thing in the morning. Do like the 9:30 show.
Gotcha. So by the time that was over, they were done with their Frozen thing.
Yes.
And then you met up at the, what you said you had a reservation.
We went over to 50s Primetime Cafe.
Oh, that's a good choice. I like that spot. The food, I'm not a huge fan of the food, but I want to hear what you thought of it. But I love the spot. It's a great, great experience, I would say.
I thought it would be cool for him.
For the youngster.
Yeah, he's just about 5. He's going to be turning 5, so okay. I think that's a cool spot for a 5-year-old.
Oh, definitely. It's great for a bigger group and a family and for younger kids that can get into it a little bit.
And our waitress was really good. She was, everything had to be pleased, so he ordered macaroni and cheese, and she's like, she wouldn't write it down. She's like, oh, what did we say? And he's like, oh, please. And she wouldn't take our order unless we said please, and we had to set our own places.
Oh, of course, yeah.
With the knives and forks.
Finish your veggies, everything like that.
And I tried to talk her into, because they ordered a shake. Her and her little boy shared a shake, but he did not want the peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, it's so good.
And she even said, she goes, I was looking at that. I said, you know what? I said, when you say peanut butter and jelly shake, you think it's nasty? I said, a couple of years ago, I said, my aunt got one. I said, she said, you want a sip? I said, I got to just at least try it just to, I said, I took a sip. It was fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes it's tough to.
Are you done with that sip? Do you need a few seconds to swallow that, Bill?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
You heard some clinking ice?
I heard clinking, yep.
That's good background noise.
Yeah, it is.
It's like the ASMR version of Disney podcasts. You don't know what that means.
No.
That's a little. No, don't worry about it.
Okay. Keep it PG-13, Bill.
Yeah, no, that's PG-13. That's not a problem. Yeah, so what shake? They just go with like a regular chocolate?
Yeah, they just went with like a chocolate malt or whatever it was called.
You can't really go wrong with that.
You can't go wrong, no.
But they are known for the peanut butter and jelly shake.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get like the dad's electric lemonade or anything like that, or you went with just
with a straight old Coca-Cola.
Oh, Coca-Cola. You can't go wrong with that either.
Yeah. And Bergeron went with some yuppie beer.
Oh, okay. He's like me.
Yes.
What's local? What's on tap? Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yes. Good and man, he's... Then. And him and his wife, they like to hit it. I think they were already like 15, maybe into it when I met them. Yeah.
So they had a good time at the Baseline Tap House, trying all the different beers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think they do a ride and then have 4 cocktails, and then do another ride and then have 6 cocktails.
Oh, so they do it right, is what you're saying?
They try to do it right.
Very good.
They're trying to do it right.
Hey, it's vacation after all, right?
Yes.
All right, so did you get any appetizers or anything like that?
No. Well, I always go with the chicken noodle soup. The chicken noodle soup is spot on there. It's delicious.
Is it like kind of like old school big chunks of celery and carrots in it and stuff like
that?
Yeah,
and the big noodles. And But it's not. It's got a nice. It's almost like a watery broth. It's not like your condensed canned soup.
Not super salty.
Not super salty. No, it's got like a clear. Like if you were just to take a spoon of the broth, it almost looks clear. I mean, it's got the yellow tint, but it's not that dark yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And nice big pieces of chicken. The celery's nice and fresh.
I love getting like the little bit of celery that it's mostly soft, but you get a little bit of the crunch to it.
Yeah.
Same thing with the carrots. Like, that's a sign of a good soup when the vegetables are still a little crunchy. Not too crunchy, but just a little bit. A little al dente, if you will.
And, you know, every time I go, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And... So we'll go around and order. Little Junior got the mac and cheese.
Okay.
Which didn't look anything exciting. Bergeron got the fried chicken.
Okay.
Okay. His wife wanted something light because she wasn't very hungry, so she got a Caesar salad.
Well, that's because she had like 10,000 calories in alcohol.
Yeah, that's true. And then, Bill, I've always gone with the same thing, so I said I'm getting something different this time.
So what have you always gone with, the sampler?
I go with the sampler. Okay.
Okay.
So I said I'm getting something different because I've been here four times and I've gotten a sampler four times.
Can I guess it? Can I guess
what I got?
Yeah. So I don't have the menu up, but I think they have a chicken and dumplings, and I'm gonna think you got that.
No, I didn't see that. See, I was looking. They had it for the special. They had beef stroganoff, which I thought would be fantastic.
Yeah.
So I was thinking it was gonna be either between that, or I've also heard high praises of the chicken pot pie.
Oh yeah, yeah, that sounds good.
So it was going to be between those two, and I ended up going with the sampler.
Oh, you just went back to the old
trusty. Bill, I love that sampler.
I mean, it's perfect for what it is. You get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you got a piece of fried chicken, nice portion of pot roast, and the meatloaf.
Yeah, the meatloaf's pretty good.
Yeah, I think the meatloaf's good. I don't like the glaze normally.
Right.
But just on that one piece, it's really good.
Yeah, the food there is fine. I don't think it's anything exciting or anything to write home about. I think it takes a back seat to the experience and the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's not like, oh, there's nothing good to eat there. But it is a smaller menu. There's only, what, like six choices on
the menu?
Yeah,
it's very limited. Here's my take on it. My problem with it is it's a turn and burn. They get you in, they serve you, and they want you out of there.
You need to get the heck out of there. Yeah.
She gave us a dessert menu before she even asked, you know what I mean? Did we need anything else? She basically just threw the dessert menu on.
Yeah, the little viewfinder thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the food is pre-done.
Oh,
because it's all family style, and it comes quick. And, you know, some of the vegetables were a little cold.
Oh,
which
really?
Goes to show that they weren't freshly prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my only issue, because I'm not a food snob. I agree, when I go up there, I do like to hit some signatures, but there's some really nice one credits where they do a hell of a job, and the one that comes in mind all the time is Grand Floridian Cafe.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, every meal, their breakfast is good, their dinners, everything is good, and it's freshly prepared.
Yeah, I was just talking to my old man today. I asked, they were talking, of course, it went to food, and he said, you know what, after everything, you know, they went to a lot of places. He said, still the best meal I had was at Grand Floridian Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they went to Kona for breakfast, they did the luau, they went to Be Our Guest, they went to, you know, a bunch of different places.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, Grand Floridian Cafe is still my favorite, still the best place.
I've never had a bad meal. I love the steak and eggs, and it's just, I like it. But I don't know, I don't like this get you in, get you out, and they're giving you stuff that's already been prepared.
No, they certainly do not rush you at, like, Grand Floridian Cafe. That's one of the main downfalls of going to a very popular place, is they have to turn those tables over so quickly.
And, you know, it's a theme park, and people want to get in and out. But you know me, I enjoy sitting down, whether it's with your family, a big family, or just me and Kristen, and just talking and getting away from that chaos.
Yeah, so the kind of place there that you would have had to go to, like, Mama Melrose.
Yep, Hollywood and I was Studios. Thinking about that, you know, I said, but I had to take the kid. I had to take the kid to
Fifties,
had to. But it was funny, because when I was walking around looking for them, I walked by Mama Melrose, and I said, why didn't we go here?
It's a good meal there. I mean, granted, I've been once, and I had the steak, which was fantastic, and I would go back for just that steak again.
Yep.
Actually, I'd go back for just that mac and cheese that comes with the steak. With the little pieces of pancetta in there. Ooh, that's good stuff.
So then...
Okay, yes, let's keep going.
Moving right along. So then, the little son, he's so cute, he wanted to go shopping to get his twin sisters something.
Oh.
So I love going to gift shops, so Bergeron's like, he goes, you want to go on Star Tours with me again? He goes, I love that ride. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it said 10 minutes, but it was basically just walk up. We walked mm-hmm. right up.
Oh, yeah.
Walked right up, and we went on that, and it was killer. I hadn't been on that in years.
So they updated it. Obviously, they updated the whole ride system. I think you've been on it since then, but apparently now they updated it to just the new movie scenes. So, like, just...
Okay, because obviously, I mean, I've heard that they have 20 to 30 different scenes, but the one that me and Bergeron went on was brand new to me.
Yeah, I think the first part is the same for everyone, and the second part varies now. I think that's how they do it. But I'm not positive. I don't know that. I'm not big enough of a Star Wars nerd to know the difference, but I do enjoy that ride.
I liked it.
Even knowing nothing about Star Wars, I like the ride. It's a good simulator.
It's a great simulator. It's really good.
That's why I think I like the Avatar ride so much, because it's like a combination of Soarin', which I love, Star Tours, which I love, and they're both like ramped up to 11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like both the best parts of those are both ramped up, you know, maybe to 12. You know, it's just so good. Everything about that is good. We'll talk about that. You know, we've talked about that before, so that's not anything we need to get into right now.
So we went on that, and then he wanted to buy me a beer because I bought them dinner. So I'm like, Bergeron, I said, I don't normally have a beer at the park, blah, blah, blah. I said, but I'll let you buy me a beer. He goes, all right. I said, but it's got to be a Bud Light. I said, I don't drink any of this yuppie crap. So he wants to take me to your place.
Baseline.
And I said, do they have Bud Light there? And he goes, no. He goes, but they have something very similar. I go, no. Boy. Everybody who drinks the yuppie stuff tells me, try this. This is very similar. So then we were going to go over to, we're going to go to the outside cafe over at Hollywood Brown Derby.
Sure.
And they had no tap beer. I was surprised because we were belly up there. It was starting to clear up. And I said, you know what? Let's go over to Tune In Lounge. I said, over where we had dinner. I said, I know for a fact they have Bud Light. Yeah. I said, and if it's not too busy, we can get a seat. Let's go over there. So we went over there, and there were two seats open, so we grabbed them. So I said, Bergeron. I said, let me see if they take tables in Wonderland. I said, I'll get you 20% off. He's like, all right. And he's pulling out his money. I said, you're paying cash? He said, yeah. I said, oh, no brainer then. This is perfect. So I'm like, do you take tables in Wonderland? She's like, yeah. So I ordered my two. I gave her my thing. And then I said, give me the cash. All right. He handed me a 50. I'm like, that's a por favor tip too.
Oh, yeah. Always.
If somebody else is going to pay, use the cash.
That's true too. They won't let the other person use the credit card normally.
Correct.
But it's always good to ask, especially at the lounges that are connected to a restaurant. Yes. They almost always take it.
Yeah, because most of the bars, the hotel bars all take it.
Yeah, some of, like, I know the Brown Derby Lounge does, or they do, like the Brown Derby Lounge will.
Yep.
But if it's just a bar in the park, I don't think it does. It has to have some element of food.
I think you're right, yep.
Because the little bar that's near in Harambe, just the Dawa bar just by itself? Near where
the standalones won't. Yep, you're right. It's got
to
be
Not take it, because we tried to use that when I was there with my parents. They tried to use it on some cocktails, and they don't take it there. But if you went in the restaurant and ordered just a drink, they would take it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So just that's another por favor tip. Usually, I think they have to serve food to take the tables.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Yep. So it was nice, and the two of us just sat there for a half hour and talked and caught up and BS'd. And
you said he was only there for what, 2 days or something?
3 days. She travels for work, so she was using up some of her miles.
Also miles, yeah.
And stuff. So they took the little boy and they surprised him, which was cool. He ended up putting 9 Mickey Mouse balloons in his room when he went to bed. So when he woke up the next day, he saw them.
Oh, the Mickey! That's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And then, because he said he had been bugging him. He's into Disney movies, as all young kids are, and he's been asking him to take him to Disney. And you know, they say, you know, the typical, you know, we got infants and we don't want to travel with them because you're spending half your time sleeping and changing diapers and this and that. They said, so we left the kids with my mom and took him. And I said, so how'd you decide these two parks? I said, Magic Kingdom's a no-brainer.
Right.
I said, and I can see Epcot, a five-year-old, not wanting to take a five-year-old to Epcot. I said, but Animal Kingdom's a great park. And she said, I left it totally up to him. When we got here, we got a two-day pass. And I said, what two parks do you want to go to? And him being a Star Wars guy, he wanted to go to Hollywood Studios.
Oh, there you go. So let me ask you, as we wrap things up here. Obviously, the Toy Story area is opening up very soon. How's that looking? Do you see a lot of the construction?
Yeah, I mean, what you can see is that over the construction walls is that it's just about done.
Yeah, the roller.
Whereas a year and 2 years ago, they were just, you know, skeletons. So you can tell that they're just about.
Yeah, because when I was there in October, November, you couldn't see anything in the Toy Story Land, and now 6 months later, 6-7 months later, it's they're ready to open in a few weeks. Obviously.
Yep.
And then how about the Star Wars? How's that?
Take a peek. No, I didn't even go near that.
Just curious how that all was. It's too bad the baseline doesn't have like just Bud Light, because that's a really cool spot.
Yes.
It's a really cool spot, and they have some good little bites to eat, charcuterie. They got the giant pretzel there as well.
Yep.
They should have at least like a couple things, at least on bottle or something, just a Bud Light, Budweiser bottles for people like you who prefer the simpler things in life.
Let's the finer things way. In life, as
sure,
I
sure,
like
the
to
finer
say.
Things. Yeah, we yeah. could say that. You know, like sometimes I give you a hard time about that, but I mean, there's no reason for people to try to force you to have something that you don't like or that you don't want. If you know what you like and that's what you would prefer to drink, if you're going to have a beer, you want to have Bud Light.
Well, it's funny because people think I'm a broke college kid, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to Narcoosie's in 2 weeks. I have no trouble spending $150 on a meal that I'm going to poop out on my way home.
Yeah.
I said, so if I thoroughly enjoyed a $12 six-pack, trust me, I would buy a $12 six-pack.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I haven't had a Bud Light draft in a long time, and
it's good on draft.
Good. Oh, boy, was that good.
Every once in a while, no matter, like, I drink Gansetts all the time, but I still order them at restaurants. If I know I'm going to have, like, more than one, I'll order a Gansett draft, and it's so nice on draft, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think there's anything better than draft beer. I love draft beer.
Well, that's the nice thing about being a beer snob is most places will have some good beer snob beers on draft. Mm-hmm. They almost don't even waste the spots on the cheap stuff anymore on draft because the beer snobs have taken over.
Correct.
All the expensive stuff is on tap, and then they just have the bottles for the schleps like you.
Correct.
I'm sorry about that. I feel personally responsible, but hey, such is life.
You can call me. You can whatever you have to say, you can say.
Well, that's all right. When I'm down visiting you in a few weeks, I'll drink some Budweisers with you. Out on your lanai.
That a boy.
Or maybe I'll drink some fancy beers with Susie. I'll leave it up to you guys.
You can have fancy beer. You have whatever the heck you want.
Yeah, it's vacation, right?
Yeah. Me and your wife will smoke cigars and drink the Bud Lights.
There
you and Susie can have the fancy stuff. How's that sound?
With the pinky up, yeah.
Yeah, with the pinky up.
So, before we take our second break here, I think next week we'll do a little mini trip review for my non-park trip that's coming up very soon. What do you think about that?
A review or...
A preview, I should
preview.
Say. Excuse me. Yeah, review would not work because it has not taken place yet.
Yep.
But a preview of the non-park trip that I have coming up in just, three short weeks now? Something like that?
What is it? June, like, 8th or something?
9th, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, not too far now. Anyway, I think anything else you want to add about Hollywood Studios here?
No. One other thing that I wanted to mention. She was talking about how her Disney nerd friends come down here 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't understand it. And I asked her where she stayed, and they were staying off prop. They were staying at a Disney-friendly hotel.
Okay.
And it was walking distance to downtown Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So it was right off of Lake Buena Vista Drive or whatever.
Yeah, those are really nice hotels.
Yeah, and she said it was nice. She said it was the cheapest one of all of those. She said, like, the room was small. Sounded like a value. She said it was, like, 250 square feet. Said it was, you know, fine for the three of them, but if she brought the girls, they would probably either have to get two rooms or a bigger room. So she said that she goes, I don't really want to spend the money on those really nice hotels. She goes, but, she said, Susie's looking in now trying to make me laugh. Said, we're looking at the Swan and Dolphin. And she's like, do you know anything about them? And I just started smiling. And she's like, are they lousy? I'm like, they're one of my favorite hotels on property. And I was telling her about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, because she was saying, you know, if they come back down again, she's like, I can't do 5 days at the parks. I don't understand people who do 5 days at the parks. She goes, and Bergeron's like, you know, I would like to do like 1 day and then the next day just hang out by the pool and drink. And then the next day go to Epcot and then the next day hang around at the pool and drink. I'm like, well, when I was a kid, that's kind of how we did it. I said, we'd go to the parks from like 9 o'clock until noon and then go back to the resort and swim and relax and have dinner and... till 5 o'clock or so, and then go back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's all about pacing yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think a lot of people, especially if you're not staying on property where you could.
She must be on her second beer now because she's acting really stupid.
She's being
stupid. One beer, she's okay, but yeah. Is that your second? Yep, I knew it. Yep. She said this is number. She's like, yep, this is number two.
Number two.
Yep. Number one, she's fine. Number two, hello, Jenny.
But, yeah, a lot of people don't even, like, it doesn't cross their mind to take a break in the middle of the day, go back, relax, and just do, like, 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours at night at the park. And have a nice, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours back at the hotel in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worth the hassle to get back and forth to do it that way, because those are the least crowded times. The first few hours the park is open and the last few hours the park is open.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the day is when all the bozos are there.
When it's crowded and all the bozos. Because yeah. I even asked them, I said, let me ask you a question, because they go to Mexico.
Yeah.
I said, Why does everybody from Minnesota go to Mexico? Is it the proximity because it's a straight line south? And Bergeron said the flights are actually cheaper to go to like Mexico than it is to Walt Disney World.
Oh, wow.
And he said the resorts are cheap. He said, you know, relax and this and that. So these people like to relax. They were just at Siesta Key a couple months ago. I wasn't able to see them, but they like to go. Siesta Key is like their favorite trip.
Mm-hmm.
And like for me, I like the beach, but I couldn't do a week at the beach, I don't think. I'm like you. I'm a Disney guy.
Yeah.
But I think that's why I love Disney, because I think it gives you so many options. You know, if you just want to chill by the pool and drink cocktails with umbrellas, you can do that all day.
Yeah, they sound like they need to stay at like an Epcot area resort, like Swan Dolphin or Beach
Club. I said, Swan Dolphin. I said, they got amazing swimming pools. I said, they have this tiki bar that Kristen and I are dying to go to. I said, they got, you know, it's like typical tiki bar with flat screen TVs. They got sports on. You can, and they have couches and like patio furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So you can visualize that. I'm like,
yeah.
And you can sit out there. I said, at night, it's nice and quiet. There's not a lot of people there. You can have appetizers, drinks, watch a ball game. I'm like, you can do as much as or as little as you want at Walt Disney World.
That's right. Yeah, and we'll get into that a little bit next week.
Yeah, so I tried to give them my little sales presentation.
You're always trying to recruit people.
I'm always trying to hook these people because it's just, it's the best place in the world.
It's good for business, too. It's good.
It is good for business.
Yeah.
All right, with that, let's take our second break. How's that sound, Mr. Clinton?
Sounds fantastic.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 220 of the 4-4 Montengase Alejandro de las Podcast. We just broke down my little afternoon visit to Disney's Hollywood Studios and dinner at 50s Primetime Cafe.
Gentlemen.
Hello there.
So you were there from about 2:30 to what, 7 o'clock at night?
No, we left. Their bus comes, they actually have buses that
like timed, right?
So they're every half hour, so they're like 5 pass and 35 pass. So I walked them to the bus stop and hung out with them until their bus came. So their bus came at about 8:35, so I was in my car by 8:45 and I was home by a little bit after 10, 10:15.
So they left the park what at like 8 8:15-ish or so.
Yeah, which was amazing because they did rope drop and they closed the park. They went to Magic Kingdom from rope drop, and they watched the fireworks.
Oh, jeez, with a 5-year-old.
With a 5-year-old with no brake.
Wow.
And she said he crashed. She said, you know, on the bus he crashed, and she was carrying him up to the room. And he woke up and looked up at her and said, "Where's mommy?" He's like, that's how tired he was. He didn't even, like, know that I was holding him. And then even like yesterday, I'm like, man, I thought he would crash, because she's like, after dinner, we were kind of walking around. They were going to go to the gift shops. And she's like, is there anything else you want to do, or you want to call it a day? He's like, no, I want to stay. And I'm like, wow, this kid's crazy. He just had a ton of energy. If obviously first time visit, he's on adrenaline. He wants to go.
Yeah, see, now if you do that a couple days, I could see why you would say, I can't imagine going to the park for 5 days. But if you do a couple hours in the morning, take a break, go back for a few hours, you could do it every day
that. Yep.
It's all about how you do it, you know?
Yep.
But it sounds like they had a good trip nonetheless.
They did.
Very good. All right, I got nothing else to add here. Let's wrap things up.
I've got nothing else to add either, Mr. Klinsman. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Por Favor Podcast. Listen to us where podcasts are available: on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, at Por Favor Podcast. Email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast. Mr. Klinsman, it's your turn.
Email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. Go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/PorFavorPodcast. I think that's about it.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 220 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcasts. Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. I am Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we will talk to you next week. Hello there. Get to me. We'll be right back.